Live from the Black Bear Cafe, it's the Ricky Brindley Show with Pisgah head coach Ricky Brindley and your host, Caleb and Joshua Simmons. Brought to you this morning by Pisgah Tire, Robin G. Black CPA, Mike's Heating and Cooling, Hometown Hardware Ace, Pisgah Barbershop, and Canton Insurance Services.
Thank you for calling insurance. Your estimated wait time is 45.
Welcome, everyone, to the first edition of the Ricky Brindley Show. I am Joshua Simmons, live here from the Black Bear Cafe here in Canton this morning with my brother Caleb. And, Coach, welcome to the show. Welcome to Canton.
Thank you, guys. It's great to be here.
Coach, you've heard that now for quite some time, being introduced in different places as the head coach of Pisgah football. What does it mean to you to be back where you played high school football here in Canton?
You know, I take a great deal of pride in what this program stands for and what it has been over the years. And, you know, having been a player here and a former coach, it certainly means a lot to me to be back here and you know, to hope to finish out your career here as the head coach. It's just been a surreal experience for me to this point, and I'm excited to get going.
Coach, we have talked a little bit kind of off air about some things you're excited for this upcoming season, but we know it means a lot for you, as you just said, to be back home. You know, you grew up in this program, being a part of it. What is it that is so special to you about being a part of that Pisgah Nation?
You know, I think it's the people and the pride that they take in who we are, being from Canton and Bethel and these communities and how we go about doing things. So I think you really try to translate that into how your football team plays and how they prepare and how they grow through the off season and the summer conditioning and things like that. You know, so I think it's just been a culmination of who we are as a town and a community.
Coach, you've had a couple scrimmage games, a ton of work this summer. What are you most excited about or looking forward to for this upcoming season of Pisgah football?
You know, I think our growth, particularly up front on the offensive line, something that's been exciting to see. We know where we started back in May when we first went out for spring practice. We know the mistakes that we made there, and to be able to see these kids grow, how it has translated to us as a team and how we've been able to execute and get better throughout the spring and the summer and then with the scrimmage last night. So I think that's probably one of the exciting things for me, is to see those offensive linemen get better day in, day out, and hopefully week in, week out when it comes to execution on Friday nights.
For sure. You know, Coach, you mentioned a little bit. A lot of people, when they see the program out on Friday nights and they see the performance that the guys are putting out there, they don't recognize all the work that's gone into it in the off season. So talk a little bit about what your spring and summer has been like as you guys have been able to prepare for this upcoming season.
You know, I think it really started in January. Coach Hanna was able to be in the weight room with him before I was able to be here on campus, before I was officially hired and able to fulfill my duties at Smoky Mountain. And that's where it started. It started with the expectation, the attention to detail as far as being on time to that football weights class, making sure we had the proper footwear, they weren't showing up in flip-flops and Crocs and things like that they were prepared, ready to work. So I think that's where it started. You know, we had a great off season through February, March, April, able to continue to get bigger, stronger, more athletic, you know, and then move into May with spring practice. And our kids were really excited. I think they were excited. They were ready to learn. They were ready to figure out the terminology and the installation process that we'd read through on offense. So it was a fantastic experience for them. That week we were able to have spring practice. And then, of course, summer, the thing I think that's been the most impressive for me is the consistent commitment that our kids have had. They've been there. They've been willing to be coached. They've been accountable to one another. And that was certainly something that we expected of them and were great to see.
Coach, we're, of course, looking forward to this season. And you mentioned something there coming over from Smoky Mountain. What does it mean, or how is it an advantage for you with the familiarity of the conference? You know, coaching this conference for a while, as you get into the season play, what is that going to be? And how is that going to be an advantage for you as a coaching staff and you yourself?
Hopefully it's an advantage from a preparation standpoint. You know, we understand or have an idea of what we're going to get from certain people, certain teams, you know, how they're going to defend us, how they're going to try to attack us based on our scheme. Just having that experience, whether it's coaching against West Henderson or Franklin or Tuscola or any of those other people, having played them for the last 6 years, some of them consistent coaches, some of them not, but you have an idea of how they're going to try to attack you and how they're going to go about trying to defend you.
Yeah, that experience that you bring into this season is going to be very beneficial, I am sure. Coach, you are also really excited, I'm sure, to come back home and being able to keep a lot of the coaching staff that you've had over the past. How much of an advantage is that to you as well, to be able to coach with guys that you have known for a long time and that you've been able to kind of grow in your coaching careers together?
Yeah, it's really a tremendous advantage, I think. It was really a seamless transition simply because of the prior relationships, the prior coaching experiences together. It helped us from a terminology standpoint because those guys understood, you know, when we said certain things, they completely understood what it was. They had been there. They had done that before as a part of the same coaching staff with me. You know, I think just from an expectation standpoint, we all have areas that we're going to continue to grow because I'm in a different role now. I'm in the role of the head coach as opposed to an offensive coordinator or a defensive coordinator. But I think it's been a great transition. Those guys have bought in. They've been committed. They never miss. They're always at practice, ready and willing to work.
We'll be right back, folks, with Coach Ricky Brindley here on the Ricky Brindley Show on WPTL Radio, home of Pisgah football.
Thank you for calling Insurance. Your estimated wait time is 45 minutes.
Are you tired of being just another number for these big insurance companies? Then reach out to Canton Insurance, a locally owned insurance company that will give you peace of mind for all your insurance needs. Why have strangers handle what's most important to you when you can have people from your own community looking out for you? At Canton Insurance, your family. Stop in at 97 Pisgah Drive in Canton or call 648-6550. Traditions abound in Haywood County. One local tradition that started in 1965 is your hometown Pisgah Barbershop, offering men's and boys' haircuts and straight razor shaves. Barber Ken Warren will keep you looking your best. Walk-ins and appointments are available. Pisgah Barbershop, 761 Champion Drive in Canton, a local tradition for 57 years. You won't be disappointed. You'll look good.
You know, you try, at least my philosophy has always been in the past, is we want to be a downhill running football team, even though it's from the shotgun. We want to be a downhill running football team, and then we want to be able to play great defense. So I think from an identity standpoint, that's really where we want to start. We can expand upon that based upon the skill set of our quarterback. You know, he's a young man who's potentially got the opportunity to be one of the best I've ever coached at the position because he's so great with his legs, and he's certainly great with his arm, and we want to be able to expand upon his abilities outside of running the football to being able to get it on the perimeter to our skill guys and use their abilities and their skill sets. So I think really it starts from an identity standpoint for us, running the football downhill and playing great defense.
That's definitely a sense of pride I'm sure you guys have taken. I know you've been talking a little bit about that. You mentioned your quarterback, Aaron Clark. We're excited to see him on the field this coming Friday. Any other returning players or rising stars that you really hope to see contribute this season?
Sure. We've got a plethora of guys that, you know, you're great. They're great players. They're great kids. They're great leaders, you know, and I really expect them to have a fantastic season. I think Jake Lowry is one that really stands out. That's a young man who's put in a great deal of work throughout the offseason. He spent a lot of time at one-day camps this summer showcasing his skills. He's been offered by Limestone, so he's going to have an opportunity to play at the next level. You know, just a fantastic offensive and defensive two-way guy for us. Mason Putnam's another one. You're talking about a young man who's a really exceptional basketball player, but I think he's really an underrated football player, really good with the ball in his hands. runs great routes, does a great job catching the football. And then certainly, you know, you look at someone like Kenyon Moore, who really potentially has the chance to be one of the most physically gifted guys in our conference. 6'1", about 190 pounds, runs great routes, fantastic routes, strong hands, catches the football in traffic. He's another kid that I think we've got to be able to get the football in his hands.
You see these guys come out and perform on the field, but what excites you too maybe about them off the field? I know we talk about this a lot around football programs, is not only does it take great athletic skill, but it also takes great leadership off the field as well. So what are you seeing in those guys that are kind of taking ownership and captaining this team a little bit?
Yeah, one of the two goals really that I talked to our kids about on day one was making sure that we had accountability, and that was accountability to each other as peers on the football team, accountability to our school and how we go about preparing and carrying ourselves, and then accountability to our town. You know, so I think that goes a long way in developing leadership. If we're accountable to one another and my actions, whether it's on the field or off the field. And then the second thing that I think we really tried to stress was coachability. We've had guys that have played this game and had a great deal of success playing this game for a long time, but we wanted them to continue to be coachable, to continue to strive to get better each and every day, because I felt like coachable kids were never going to be satisfied with where they were at. They were going to try to get better, whether it was week one, whether it was week 10.
And coach, that accountability doesn't just, it's not just amongst your players, it's your coaches and even the whole administration there at Pisgah, and what this town does, from, you know, head football coach to the administration at Pisgah to the town support. It's just different here, and we are blessed to be a part of it, and I know you feel that way, but just talk a little bit about what that means to those players to be able to play in a packed stadium on Friday nights and to be able to, you know, constantly be supported here in this community.
I think it opened their eyes, particularly some of those guys who maybe haven't done the bear walk on Friday nights as varsity players. When we walked down for Midnight Madness and the bridge was slammed, the cheerleaders were there, the stadium, we had a great crowd even for the middle of the week. So I think it really opens some eyes to maybe some of those guys who have never experienced that on a Friday night of what it could be. I know as a player, certainly as a former assistant coach, it was one of those things that sometimes you take for granted. Sometimes you overlook some of the support that's there, but looking at it now as you've gotten a little older and you've matured a little bit, you're extremely grateful for it.
Yeah, it is definitely something to be grateful for, to have hundreds of people come out on midnight on a, what was it, Tuesday night into Wednesday morning, and being able to watch that practice. Joshua and I were both there. It was great to see those kids being able to experience that. I know that is a special opportunity for them, one they won't remember, and like you said, hopefully they don't take for granted the fact that you've got a town and a support system here in this community that is willing to give up their time to make an effort to be there to support them. So that is something that is really special, I'm sure.
And I've told our kids, you know, I've been other places. I've certainly coached at multiple places, and this is different. This place is different. And I think until you go somewhere else, you really don't realize it. It's hard to understand. This place is different than the Incas or the West Hendersons or the, you know, Smoky Mountains. It's just a different level of support.
Yeah, Joshua and I both grew up in a small town down in South Carolina, and we both have now found our home here in Canton, and that is one of the things that I've got to be honest that we love about this community, just the support that they have for the next generation, the support that they have for their youth and the student athletes in this community is really something to be commended for sure. Well, Coach, dialing back to the football a little bit, we talked a little bit about this earlier, but want to kind of dive back into it. The style of play that we hope to see out of your offense, and then we'll talk a little bit about the defense as well. But what can folks be prepared to see on Friday nights?
We will definitely try to use a plethora of personnel packages. We'll be 10 personnel. We'll be 11 personnel. We'll also be a little 12 personnel with one back, two tight ends. I think we've got a great skill set amongst our kids. Whether it be the ability to go four wide and spread it out, or whether it, you know, have the necessity to bring in those two tight ends and some 12 personnel stuff. We certainly want to be able to run the football downhill. If anybody saw the scrimmage last night, they saw how effective Landon Pope can be with the ball in his hands. I think he had 11 carries for 107 yards in a quarter and a half against Asheville and a couple of touchdowns. So he's certainly an effective between the tackles as well as out on the perimeter. So we want to be able to run the football downhill. The one thing that I told our coaches last night, we haven't ran Aaron Clark in the scrimmage for good reason. We wanted to protect that kid. And he changes our offense. He changes it with our ability to come off of jet fakes, smoke fakes, with him coming downhill on the counter, as well as being able to run the draws and things like that, sprint out stuff with him. So he changes things for us, and we've tried to hold that back and not use that as much in the scrimmages.
And then talk a little bit about your defense. What's the identity you're trying to build there? I love the shirt you're wearing right now, by the way, saying make football violent, Pisgah football. I'm all about that. So talk a little bit about that defensive identity that you hope to put out on the field on Friday nights.
We made some staff transitions this year, and we really thought it was for the best. And we thought, you know, our guys were excited about it. They were willing to do it. And Bentley Rogers has been the defensive coordinator for many years here and did a fantastic job. The defense has been tremendous. Having to have coach against it, it's certainly noticeable, and seeing the statistics and things like that. But he transitioned over to the offensive line coach, and really it was in an effort to kind of rejuvenate his career a little bit and give him some experience doing something different. And Ben Rodarmer took over as the defensive coordinator and has done a great job selling to our kids the importance of being able to tackle, particularly in open field, to be able to step in the hole is what we call it, step between a kid's legs, make sure we've got our eyes up and put our shoulder pads on people. And he's done a great job really emphasizing that, making sure that our kids understand where we want to be from a schematical standpoint. And we're excited about our defense and some of the guys that we've got on the field.
Coach, we're going to hop to a quick break, and we come back here with Coach Brindley. We're going to talk about the upcoming season, look at the schedule a little bit, and our opening week opponent over at Brevard. You're listening to the Ricky Brindley Show here on WPTL Radio, home of Pisgah football.
Thinking about giving your walls a fresh new look? Then let's talk about paint. For your next project, rely on Benjamin Moore paint, featuring hot color trends, excellent coverage, great durability, and precise color matching. Do it right the first time. Hometown Hardware Ace in Canton is your Benjamin Moore dealer. Get the best advice and the best paint. Hometown Hardware Ace, the helpful place. Mike's Heating and Cooling has been serving Western North Carolina for over 30 years. Mike's can take care of all your heating, cooling, and air quality needs. Call Mike's today to schedule a summer tune-up. It's hot out, and the last thing you want is your air conditioner not working. Mention this ad and get $10 off your service call. Visit us online at mikesheatingandcooling.com or call 828-665-4343.
Talk to us just a little bit about the makeup of the schedule that we have this year at Pisgah football.
You know, it was a schedule that we inherited. Weren't able to go out and schedule our own non-conference opponents. That's just kind of how it works with this two-year cycle. So we open up at Brevard, probably has an opportunity to be the best football team we see all year. At least that's what we kind of see on paper and we've seen on film. They have a tremendous makeup of athletes and big kids. So we certainly know what we've got upcoming this week. I think it could potentially be the game of the week in West North Carolina. After that, Inca comes to town, really excited about our opening night here at home, and then go on the road to Hampton, Tennessee. You know, that's going to be one that I have no experience with, none whatsoever. Certainly saw the film from last year, but have never seen them live or in person. Don't know where I'm going, none of that kind of stuff. And then come back home with Hazel here to finish out the non-conference schedule, and know how hard Hazel's always played, have played them in the past, know that they usually are coached very well, and their kids are disciplined. And then get after you.
And that's the way it opens up before we then start heading into conference play, which I know you're really looking forward to. And I'm sure everybody here in Canton's already got October the 18th circled on their calendar. I'm sure you guys do as well. We always know what kind of game that is as Pisgah takes on Tuscola. But let's talk a little bit more about this game versus Brevard, Coach. What are some challenges? Who are maybe the players from Brevard that we know we're going to have to limit in order to be successful?
Everything for them starts with the tight end. Division I kid, actually the principal's son. Mr. Galloway, the young man, I think he's 6'5", 240. Very impressive on film, very impressive. And I know that he was limited in terms of his offensive production last year. Maybe I think he had 18 receptions, something of that nature. But his impact is in the run game with his physicality and his ability to block on the perimeter. And it doesn't matter if it's a defensive end, if it's an outside linebacker, defensive back. When this kid gets his hands on you, he's very violent and does a fantastic job with his feet and maintaining blocks. So for him, for us to be able to limit what they do on offense, I think we've got to be really, really strong on the edge. Our linebackers, our defensive ends, we've got to be able to rally to the football, not allow him to set the edge and then get on the perimeter. Certainly their quarterback, the Kessinger kid, is a returning starter. Took them deep in the playoffs last year before they were beat by Reidsville. He's a really, really good football player, has a great IQ. Just watching him on film, you know that he's usually making right decisions. Not as dangerous with his legs, but certainly can throw the football and does a good job when he's out on the perimeter throwing the boot and the waggle.
Yeah, and Coach, that game has been one that has been tightly contested when Pisgah's played Brevard in the last five times. You know, Pisgah's 4-1 those last five matchups, but it has been one that's been possession here, possession there. So I think you seem to be thinking it's going to be one of those nights where hopefully we can, you know, win one in the fourth quarter.
It's absolutely going to be a fourth quarter game. I don't think there's any question about it. Both teams, I think conditioning can play a part in it. I think how many guys you have playing both ways can play a part in this game. It's certainly not going to be one in the first quarter, second quarter, or the third quarter. It's going to be a game that's going to come down to the wire. Hopefully our fans will see an exciting game with us coming out on top.
As you look forward to this game, is there any specific players from Pisgah that you're looking to hopefully have a big game or step up with this first contest from Brevard?
I think our offensive tackles have to play well. I don't think there's any doubt from our standpoint, based on what they have at defensive end. They have the reigning Citizen Times All-West North Carolina Defensive Player of the Year, and he plays defensive end, and I think both of our tackles will be matched up at times having to block him, whether it's in a run game or in the pass game. And in pass pro, that's really where he excels. I think he had 8, 9, 10 sacks last year. He's a kid who's able to get after the quarterback, use great athleticism. So our offensive tackles are going to have to excel for us to be able to have success moving the football. We got to be able to block him, both in the run game and pass pro.
And, Coach, we talked a little bit off air, but what does it mean, or is it an advantage for us to be in school this week? You know, sometimes you get that first game and you're not in school yet. We luck out this year. We do get to start school. Kids come back on Monday, and we're going to travel over to Brevard on Friday afternoon. How does that help for you for preparation and just travel and all that kind of things, kind of behind the scenes?
I think consistent routine is important for kids. I think them having to get out of the bed, having to be at first period, be in their class, go through that the entire week makes a big difference as far as your ability to acclimate and prepare as you go throughout the week. I've certainly been in situations where we started school the first day that you played, and that was really hard. It was a goofy schedule. The kids weren't used to getting up that early, used to getting in their car and getting to first period. So that's been difficult. Then we've played when we weren't in school at all. And I think, you know, you have to bring them in situations like that. You have to get them out of the bed, bring them in at 9, feed them breakfast, have a walk through. So I think this is a real advantage for us to be back in school. Hopefully it pays dividends.
Yes, sir. Well, Coach, we're going to come back here with one more segment here at the end to talk about some things for that Brevard game. Appreciate everyone listening this morning to the Coach Ricky Brindley Show live here on WPTO Radio at Black Bear Cafe. We'll be back for more right after this.
For your hometown tax services, you can rely on Robin G. Black CPA, located at 165 Park Street, right beside the Canton Post Office, specializing in individual and corporate taxes, along with bookkeeping services, audit and nonprofit, and local government. So free yourself from tax and bookkeeping worries today. See Robin G. Black, 165 Park Street, or online at rblack4cpa@gmail.com or phone 492-0599.
Everybody around town knows Poppy from Pisgah Tire, and now Poppy is back. All Poppy's old customers are invited back to Pisgah Tire for the same trusted car care and repair they've always relied on. And all you other folks can take a lead from the regulars. Pull into Pisgah Tire on New Clyde Highway in Canton for the best vehicle service and tire prices in town. You know it's so, because Poppy's back.
Bear Cafe live here in Canton with Coach Ricky Brindley. And, Coach, we're just really excited to get this season started this coming Friday night, going over to Brevard. I know Caleb and I have been doing some studying, getting ready, or had a great opportunity to come to the Hendersonville scrimmage, see what you guys have done last night as well as the Hendersonville scrimmage. And we're just excited to get this rolling. What I think nerves in that first game could play a part there. We got a lot of kids maybe playing varsity football for the first time. How do you kind of manage those from a coaching standpoint?
We really felt like last night's scrimmage, which was it's completely different than any other scrimmage you experience, because it is a real live game that you play for a half against an opponent. Coaches are on the sidelines, play clocks running, game clocks running, scores on the scoreboard, all that kind of stuff. Special teams are live if the coaches choose to for them to be. I felt like that hopefully can get some of those first game mistakes, first game jitters out of the way. Things like false starts, offsides, delay of games, some of the things that you witnessed during those opening weeks, you try to eliminate those, and that scrimmage was a fantastic opportunity for us to get rid of that stuff.
Yeah, I know it's always exciting that first Friday night. You know, the scrimmages, as you said, they set you up, they help you get going, but those lights come on Friday night, it's going to be a different ball game, I'm sure. I know your guys are excited about that. Coach, as we head to Brevard, it is a bit of a trip, especially with 26 traffic here these days, but you got an opportunity right now to invite people to come watch this game and help support the team. What would you like to say to the community before this game kicks off and the season kicks off?
You know, I think your presence there is something that is much needed, certainly much wanted. It's an opportunity for you to show your kids here in this community how much this game and this team matters to us over here. And, you know, we would love to have you there. We would love to see your support and your encouragement.
Yeah, Coach, one other thing before we go this morning. We talked a little bit off air about some support roles that maybe people don't always see on Friday night. You know, you've got some kids out there that are helping our trainer out. You've got some of your own children down on the field doing some things like that. And just kind of to close all this up, that's just part of what Pisgah has become and what Pisgah is. And just speak to how that is special for you.
You know, we've got guys like Ben Jones and Scott Moore and certainly our trainer Holly Cross and her staff and the kids that are there helping her that do such a great job for us, whether it's with equipment, whether it's with helping get film stuff set up or footballs, making sure that we're getting footballs onto the field when we're supposed to and stuff like that. You know, these guys are critical. They're crucial. And they're very valued, and I couldn't express my thanks enough to them individually. So I hope they understand. I hope they know how important they are and how critical their role is.
Well, Coach, we are super excited for the 2024 season of Pisgah football. Josh and I are honored to be able to sit down with you on Saturdays and talk ball again. I know it's something I'm really looking forward to as the season kicks off. And we are just so grateful for you and your time here and just celebrating everything's all Pisgah football with this community.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me.
Yes, sir. We're looking forward to a great opening weekend over at Brevard. And folks, if you're listening, we will start next Friday night over at Brevard with the countdown to kickoff show, brought to you again by the Black Bear Cafe at 6:30 next Friday night. So, Coach, thanks for your time. Folks, get out there early. Get over there to Brevard. Have a big crowd. We're looking forward to it. It's going to be a great football season here in Canton. But that's all this week from the Ricky Brindley Show here live at the Black Bear Cafe. You've been listening to WPTL Radio, home of Pisgah football.
You've been listening to the Ricky Brindley Show, brought to you by Canton Insurance Services.
Thank you.
Pisgah Barbershop, Hometown Hardware Ace, Mike's Heating and Cooling, Robin G. Black CPA, and by Pisgah Tire. Join us again next week, live from the Black Bear Cafe.